Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to MyLowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's National Bartender Day today. So did I go to a bar and have a bunch of drinks? No. Instead, I'm going to tell you about some of the best bartenders in TV and movies on This Is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Friday, December 3rd, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, first of all, it is National Roof Over Your Head Day. The day was created to raise awareness for housing issues. This is, really, it's all over the news, isn't it? Like, you see it everywhere. Like, if you turn on the news, this is on. Like, literally. There's COVID, and then there's this. This whole, like, housing costs, like, just going through the roof, get it? And rent is just crazy high, just everywhere. It's insane right now. When you look at the house, like I get the little Zillow updates and I'm like, really? Really that much? This is crazy. I live in Northern California and it's crazier than, probably crazier than wherever you are right now. It is nuts here. So it really, you could say it hits close to home. Sorry, I had to do that one. The U.S. Home price surge is actually, it's supposed to start cooling off, at least according to Business Insider. Well, okay, despite that prediction, Fannie Mae expects that year-over-year home inflation is going to keep soaring to a historic pace in 2022. So the prices, whatever they are right now, they're going to go up next year. So there you go. That at least is what they're predicting. Now in 2023, they say that it's going to cool off a bit. That, you know, like maybe they'll fall just a hair. But really what they're also saying is the floor of home prices will be set permanently higher. So if you can get one, I guess now is the time. I don't know. Or maybe wait till 2023. All right. It is fake fur day, actually faux fur day, which I guess you could say is fake fur. They're calling it faux fur because that sounds cooler, right? Okay, when I think of fur, I don't think of like Zsa Zsa Gabor or like some, you know, mink coat person or whatever. No. I'm thinking of the Queen's guards. You know, they wear those big fuzzy hats. Well, those are actual fur. Yeah, they're fur from a black bear in Canada. So those cost about 1,305 pounds each. That's expensive. I know, you know, pounds to dollars. Sorry, US people. Do the math on Google. But yeah, they're expensive and they cost the life of a Canadian black bear to make those. They order between 50 and 100 of those 18-inch hats each year. So there's one company, this company called Ecopal. I might be saying that wrong. I don't know. Anyway, they're a luxury faux furrier. That sounds so cool. I would love to work for a furrier. Anyway, they're a luxury faux furrier. And those guys and PETA, well, basically, they have the goal of replacing those hats so that they are made of faux fur. In fact, they're so serious about it that they've teamed up and they've said that they will provide faux bear fur hats free of charge to the military, to the Queen's Guard until 2030. So we'll see if the military take them up on that offer. Okay, I mentioned this in the open. National Bar Day. Yes, actually, I'm sorry. National Bartender Day. But really, the two go very well together, don't they? Okay, so let's talk about some of the greatest bartenders of all time, at least on TV and movies. They'll start with movies here. Number one for me, Raiders of the Lost Ark. I just watched that again. Marion Ravenwood. She has this little bar that Indy goes into. Awesome. Love that movie. So we've got to throw that on top. I'm going to throw that ahead of Werher from the Cantina Bar in Star Wars. Yeah, he's awesome and all, But he seems a little aggressive. So I'll go with Marion instead of a were. And I got to throw this on the list just because people expect it. I'm not a huge Tom Cruise guy, as you know, if you've listened to the podcast before. But we've got to throw in Tom Cruise as Brian Flanagan in Cocktail. So there's your top three on the movie side. Now on the TV side, easy for number one. Cheers. Sam Malone, right? Ted Danza. You had Coach. You had Woody. Okay, that's probably your top three right there. Right? I mean, come on. Coach was hilarious. Woody was hilarious. Sam Malone, he's got to win just because he's kind of the main character in that. But don't forget about Isaac Washington from The Love Boat. Awesome, right, Mo? How about Mo Sizlak from The Simpsons? Okay, I could go on all day. But you know what? I can't go on all weekend because we're not on the weekends. So that's why I got to tell you what's going on this weekend right now. Let's start with Saturday. It is Skywarn Recognition Day. This sounds like something like a ride at Disneyland, perhaps. Skywarn coming this summer. No, it's not that. It's a weather system, a weather like reporting system thing that's basically been helping track storms and deliver early warnings. I'm kind of blowing this thing off, but it sounds actually really cool, and it's helped a lot of people. National Rhubarb Vodka Day. You thought I was going to say like rhubarb pie. No, rhubarb vodka. It's a thing. You know what else is a thing? Arby's is releasing two limited edition alcoholic drinks. Arby's Curly Fry Vodka and Arby's Crinkle Fry Vodka. Both of those vodkas, well, they taste like their namesakes. Yeah, so you can have Curly Fry tasting vodka. Yeah. Okay. People who try that, you're gross. Come on, that just doesn't sound good. National Sock Day as well. Socks are like huge right now, right? Like silly socks, bacon socks or golf socks or whatever, little weird things on your socks. Well, Louis Vuitton has one-upped us all. They've got this Louis Vuitton Archives sock set. It costs $2,000 for six pairs of socks. So if you really want to waste some money this weekend, you can do that on Saturday. National Dice Day on Saturday, as well as National Cookie Day on Saturday. Sunday, we've got National Repeal Day. We've got International Ninja Day. And we're going to go from smoke bombs to bath bombs, because this one sounds fun here. Bathtub Party Day. Yeah, Sunday. My house. No, Sunday. Everywhere is bathtub party day. it could be fun. Saturday, we celebrate the birth of Joe Thomas turning 37. Jeff Bridges, 72. Marissa Tomei, 57. Orlando Brown, 34. Tyra Banks, 48. Jay-Z, 52. So many big birthdays on Saturday. On Sunday, not to be outdone, Martin Van Buren, come on. 1782, died in 1862. Gotta throw that one out there. Little Richard also, he passed away in 2020. He was born in 1932. Frankie Muniz turns 36. And here's the big one. Walt Disney, born in 1901, passed away in 1966. That is a look at your weekend. Let's take a look at what is going on today in history. And we start, well, actually we've only got one, so I say we start, but here's the one we're doing. It was in 1818. Yeah, Illinois became a state. It was the 21st United States, or United State, admitted into the Union. I always say that weird. Whenever I talk about a state becoming in the Union, like United State, like it becomes a state. It wasn't a state before, and I say it anyway. You can laugh at me on that one. But yeah, Illinois became a state on this day. There, I said it right. It was the 21st one on this day in 1818. Wow, that just took up way too much time. The capital is Springfield. We all knew that, right? And I talked about Mo Sizlak earlier. Okay, well, I'm not going to tell you about Illinois. I'm going to instead tell you about The Simpsons. I mentioned Mo Sizlak, right? Now, here's an interesting thing that you may not know. Okay, well, it's been a television show for, I don't know, ever, right? It's been on forever. They did a movie at one point, right? Remember The Simpsons movie? Okay, in that movie, they actually screw up and call it Mo's Bar instead of Mo's Tavern. Like, they actually write that on the building. So they messed up. Can you believe that? And it was right there in front of our face. That movie came out, I don't know how many years ago, but People are just noticing it now. How cool is that? All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. We did the weekend birthdays. Now we'll do these. Anna Freud was born on this day in 1895. Now, why did I put her first? What does that mean? Ozzy Osbourne is 73. Brendan Fraser is 53. Sean Parker is 42. Anna Chomsky's 41. Amanda Seyfried is 36. A little baby. Not a little baby anymore. 27. I think I used that joke last year. That's your look at December 3rd. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ. I'll talk to you on Monday.